From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. The Senate is in session this weekend. Lawmakers are taking a break from debating health care to vote on a $1.1 trillion package of six overdue spending bills. Passage will keep the government running. But included in the package is a bill that gives the nation's capital the right to implement several controversial measures that Congress had previously blocked. NPR's David Wellner has details.
The spending bill funding Washington, D.C. gives a green light to measures conservatives have long opposed. Senator Jim DeMint is a Republican from South Carolina.
The underlying bill legalizes medical marijuana and uses federal funds to establish a needle exchange program in Washington, D.C. Both encourage the use of drugs.
Dick Durbin, the Senate's number two Democrat, defended a needle exchange program for the city.
The doctors are the ones who tell us that this works. And states make decisions on it. I think the District of Columbia, facing the highest incidence of infection from HIV/AIDS, should also make that same decision in terms of the money they spend.
The bill also allows Washington to spend municipal funds on abortion services. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
A major sponsor of Tiger Woods says it will start phasing out advertisements made by arguably the world's most recognized athlete so he can try to repair his personal life. Yesterday, Woods announced he's leaving the Pro Golf Tour for an indefinite period of time. He made the announcement amidst a growing scandal in which a number of women have claimed they've had extramarital affairs with the number one ranked golfer. NPR's Tom Goldman has more.
Tiger Woods released yet another written statement on his website, but this one went farther in its serious tone and in its language. It said in part, quote, "I am deeply aware of the disappointment and hurt that my infidelity has caused to so many people, most of all my wife and children," end quote. It's the first time Woods used the word infidelity, acknowledging the truth behind at least some of the tabloid stories that have battered Woods' previously squeaky clean image. In his statement, Woods doesn't say how long he'll be away from the PGA Tour, but says he needs to focus his attention on being a better husband, father, and person. PGA Tour Commissioner Tim Fincham said in a statement, Woods' priorities are where they need to be. Said pro golfer John Daly, "I hope we get him back soon. They always say there is no one bigger in golf than the game itself, but Tiger is." Tom Goldman, NPR News.
Industrialized countries are criticizing a draft agreement to curb global warming at the climate talks in Copenhagen for not making stronger demands on major developing nations like China. Meantime, tens of thousands of banner-waving protesters marched from downtown Copenhagen to the suburban conference center. Police say they've rounded up more than 300 people in a preventive action of young people dressed in black at the back of a mostly peaceful demonstration. Heads of state are due to arrive at the end of next week. This is NPR News. Five young American Muslims detained in Pakistan for alleged ties to al-Qaeda-linked groups had established contact with a Taliban recruiter, that according to a Pakistani police official. The official also says the five told FBI agents they were on a mission to be martyred. The D.C. area students are being questioned today by local law enforcement and intelligence officials in the eastern city of Lahore. In the initial weeks of Britain's independent inquiry into the causes of the Iraq invasion, the views of former Prime Minister Tony Blair were offered by others close to the war. Today, Blair has given his own views and clarifications to the BBC. Larry Miller has more on the story from London.
Although the invasion of Iraq was predicated on the belief that Saddam Hussein was concealing weapons of mass destruction, former Prime Minister Blair said it would have been right to remove Saddam even without WMDs. Blair said the Iraqi leader was a threat to the region, and without the weapons, it would have been necessary to use and deploy different arguments to invade. The Iraq War Inquiry has heard that 10 days before the war, Blair saw intelligence indicating there were no WMDs, and in any event, Saddam had no way to deliver them. Blair is expected to face the inquiry early next year. Reacting to Blair's comments, some British politicians insist he would not have received a parliamentary mandate for war had his true views been known. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Football fans have crowded into Philadelphia today for the 110th meeting of the annual patriotic rivalry between Army and Navy. The Black Knights are fed up with ending their season against Navy. They hope this time they'll make it to a bowl game. The midshipmen have won the last seven series. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.